Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robust, just periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hemi, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and D. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
All right, so this is 137, our last week of SETC stuff. We've got joining us this week Ryan Chittapong, our own Ryan Chittapong, who's up in New York.
Well, he's not ours anymore.
Well, no, we've had to let go of him.
Yeah.
And we also have
the restraining orders. I mean, that's just horrible stuff.
Yeah, Ryan, really.
Yeah.
Lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, really.
And then we also have Jen Lane stopping by. We have little visits with Cody Han, Lance Lemon, Nick Mason, Taylor Daughtry stopping by.
Oh, that's
a little minute of
buzz.
Buzz.
If you will.
If you will.
And I will.
Okay. And you do often.
I do sometimes.
Dumpshire University, we have your own Bill Teague from Bama.
Yes.
We have our own, we can claim him still, Brad Oxnam from MTSU.
Yep.
And we have Steve Ernest from Coastal Carolina University stopping by. Chatting with us a little bit.
That's a lot of stuff to do in one episode.
That is.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
Carlin Effect, go.
Most people don't know what they're doing, and a lot of them are really good at it.
Thus saith George.
Thus ends his catechism.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater.
Introduce our friend here.
Well, our friend is Ryan Chittapong, a former MTSU alum that is now at the Stella Adler Studio of Acting in New York City.
That's right. New York buddy now.
So when we're in New York, we're all going to crash at Ryan's place.
That's right.
What's your address again?
It's Harlem. Just come to Harlem and you'll be fine. I'll seek you out.
Nice.
Two years up there is the king of Harlem already.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're actually here in you're actually in the heart of the Educational Expo, aren't you?
Yeah, the Education Expo, and you know, we're seeing a lot of prospective students and doing interviews with high schoolers and kind of sowing the seed of you know, hopefully moving to New York City one day, and when they do, hopefully they'll choose the Stella Adler Studio as their home base for artistic development. So
that sounds really really good. Well done.
He retained a lot, Jeff Talley.
Well, he did.
I was reading from a script right there, ladies and gentlemen.
He was not reading from a script.
How did you hook up with it?
Well, you know, when I was at Middle Tennessee State University, Dale McGilliard, my former professor, had us read Stella Adler's The Art of Acting book in character development class, and it really inspired me as an actor. There were just things in there that really clicked with me in my character development. So after my stint at the Berkshire Theater Festival, I was looking at jobs in New York City and saw that Stella Adler was hiring for an administrative assistant, you know, to the artistic director and marketing director. And I thought that was just right down my alley. So I applied for the job. I went in for my first interview. There were 183 applicants. I made it to the second round and then to the third round, where I finally interviewed with Tom Oppenheim, who is the grandson to Stella Adler.
Oh, wow.
And he liked me, so they hired me. I think he liked my Southern hospitality and how I can, you know, how I can make everything sound so nice. You know, it's like a Southerner can say the worst thing, but you feel so good about it when they're saying it to you.
That's very true.
So, yeah, we've noticed that a lot doing interviews yesterday.
Is that right?
What is your official title then?
I'm the administrative assistant to, again, the artistic director, marketing director. So just admin assistant.
Admin assistant. All right, cool. Awesome. Well, we'll link to the website and all that stuff as well. And, you know, we'll put all this stuff up. So.
Oh, that's great.
It's great to see you, though. And congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much. When you're in New York City, come visit the Stella Adler Studio. We have an open door policy. So we're on Chelsea Street on 27th. Not Chelsea Street, 27th Street in Chelsea. There we go.
There we go.
All right. Awesome.
We'll edit that part out.
Yeah, we'll edit that.
Okay,
good. He'll get it right, Tom.
Yeah.
All right, it's good to see you, man.
All right, take care, guys.
We're sitting here with Jen Lane.
Hi.
Longtime friend.
Yeah.
Well, okay, at least from last year.
Yes.
So.
Very close.
How are you?
One year, close to one long time.
Yeah, but I mean, we're so close now, you know, because
we're Facebook friends now.
We are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, there was a cohorting relationship here, wasn't there?
By extension, from Alabama?
There was some Jeff Gibson going on.
That's the tie. That's right. That was the tie.
And so we need to go back and listen to that story again. We need to replay that like every month or so. Because that was a good story. I remember that now. Yeah. There it is. Well, what are you doing here today?
Well, I am about to teach a workshop on stage managing for outdoor drama.
Oh, I saw that on the list.
We are going to be doing such riveting things as we're going to actually do a demonstration to see what kind of tape withholds rain and hail the best.
Oh, wow.
I have a bowl. It's a Dora the Explorer bowl. You can tell my mom now. And we're going to dip the tape in it and let it marinate a little bit. We're going to see which one is still sticky after like 15 minutes in the water.
That's a really good idea.
These are things you need to know to stage manage outdoor drama, you know. I think I'm going to wear my poncho from my years at Theater West Virginia, just to add to it. But we did that. Today, my husband and I taught Moving to New York City, what they did in Teacher and Careers class.
Nice.
And later, we'll do networking.
You didn't bring him by, though, to talk to us, I noticed.
He's sitting at the Education Expo table.
Oh, of course.
I got out of it. I was like, I'm just adjunct, y'all.
So what are some things that they don't teach you that you should know about moving to
New York City? Well, you need to have at least $6,000 saved up before you go there, and you need to be able to part with it in one check. Or at least that was my experience. Jeez, you got your broker fee, you got your first month's rent, your security deposits.
Right.
And it's all gone. So we talked about that a lot. We talked about just basic inflation. A pack of cigarettes there costs $11.
Wow.
If you're going to park your car, which why in the world would you drive there? apparently, I'm infamous in New York now for not driving because Marcus asked me to move our car to the other side of the street one day and I wouldn't do it. And now apparently that's the stuff of legends. So I was embarrassed to find that out. But, you know, you have to pay for a parking space if you want it to be safe. And we paid $150 a month for a driveway that wasn't ours.
Jeez. And probably was nowhere near your place.
Nowhere near. You had to take the train to get to the car.
Oh, wow.
Good times.
Yeah.
Which is why we moved to Montevallo, Alabama.
Well, how is parenthood?
Parenthood's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty
awesome. Dean was 14 months yesterday.
Wow.
And he's walking. He walks with his arms up.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of precious.
Awesome.
He's a little monkey.
Awesome.
So he came to SETC yesterday. He was pretty unimpressed.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that it takes, you know, at least another year or two before it really becomes, you know.
Yeah. Well, he made his stage debut last summer.
Really?
He did. We were at Theater West Virginia, and he was backstage with us all the time, of course.
Right.
And he went on for Honey in the Rock. There's a part where a woman's pregnant through the whole show, and there's a partner freeze frames when her husband comes home, and she's got a little dummy baby usually. It was Dean.
Oh, wow.
He looked around.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
That's cool.
He's definitely a theater baby.
Yeah.
So, but it's good, you know. I'm home with him a couple days a week. I'm teaching a couple days a week. Cool. It's a nice balance.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's cool. Well, your workshop starts when? When's your workshop go?
5:30 today is networking in New York City.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
I got lots of time. Oh, my other one's not till tomorrow.
Wow, what are you doing tomorrow?
The outdoor drama.
Oh, that's the outdoor drama. Okay, all right, okay, cool. All right.
Lots of time to prepare.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, since you're bringing in the science experiment, I mean,
I know, right?
You have to be a little, little prepared.
You do.
For that.
So, how are you going to do hail? You mentioned hail.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to demonstrate
hail. Put ice in the water or something?
I could bring some ice from the hotel.
Actually, there's been a guy.
I could throw it at people.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, this is hail. Can you act in this?
Yeah, okay. Handfuls.
We've seen, there's been a guy. One of the hotel employees has this big, huge vat of ice, and he'll drag it one way and then he'll drag it back. I mean, the poor guy's been schlepping ice. Yeah, he's been schlepping ice all day long. And but he's really, I mean, he's committed to his job. This guy, that's good. You know, I mean, he is. I mean, his whole being is about getting around this corner and going to wherever the ice is.
Yep.
You know.
It's like the Little Caesars guys. Have you seen them that stand on the side of the road with the $5 sign? They're like rocking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are jobs that are worse than ours.
That's for sure. Yeah. Yep. Actually, that is, if you think about it, that is kind of outdoor drama, though. Really.
It is. If you can do that, you can do outdoor drama.
Yeah, it's true.
And they probably pay better, too.
Yep. And they don't throw ice at you either, I heard.
It's true. We had a raccoon problem. I know, right? Tomatoes. Popcorn.
There you go.
We had a raccoon problem this summer.
At West Virginia. Okay.
The raccoons are very smart. They've been around for a while, mm-hmm. and they could actually get in the dressing room doors. They would chew through the screen and then crawl up, because you had to go between the screen and the other door to get through this little window, and they would crawl up into it, and they would go and eat all of the girls' granola bars. And there would be anger in the morning. They're like, they ate my granola bars! But they would, like, ransack the dressing rooms. You come in, and there's makeup everywhere, toilet paper everywhere, because they play with it like kitties.
Right, right.
And so that was a big to-do. And you know they're rabid, so you don't want to just go catch it.
Right, or they can be.
They can be. Right. I'm pretty sure these were rabid.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're eating people's granola bars.
Well, I mean, come with granola.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, makes you strong.
Yeah. That'll make you rabid after 4 or 5 days of eating granola.
Yeah,
though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, especially when you know, thinking about, you know, little raccoons. I guess they're probably, what, that big?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a big cat.
Since it's an audio podcast, I just did a hand gesture, but...
What we appreciated it.
Thank you.
We did.
Thank you.
And it was accurate.
Well, thank you very much. So,
yes.
Yeah, about the size of a big cat.
A butterball.
Yeah, yes. Butterball cat. There you go. Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping by. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
And harassing us for a while.
Again.
It's good to see you, too.
We'll see you in Lexington next summer.
Yes, we will. Yes, you will. Awesome. Thanks.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hey, I'm usually not this forward, but can I get your number?
Oh my God. Oh wow.
Is she talking to us?
Dude, I... Yeah.
What do we do?
We'll give her the number.
I can't think of it right now.
It's 615-866-1282.
Okay, so, John, this is Cody Han.
Cody Han, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Cody,
doing all right.
Cody is a student at Alabama. And
current student?
Yeah, what year are you now?
Sophomore.
See, that makes me feel sold. I taught Cody when he was in, you were a senior? No, you were junior.
Junior.
Junior at Lee High School in Huntsville. And now he's at Alabama, and I have no idea how that happened.
I'm sure what happened is he said, hey, I'm interested in theater. What colleges have programs? And you said, one.
Yeah. That's actually kind of how it went, yeah. Now, here's the funny thing. You were an Auburn fan, weren't you?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to go to vet school, veterinary school.
Yeah, and I talked him out of that. Yeah.
Wow, that's an accomplishment, because not only did you change majors on him, but allegiances
right. The one thing I have not told him is that I applied for a job at Auburn.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'll tell you that story later. Anyway, Cody's an excellent stage manager. I'm impressed with the work that he's done. And I was flipping through the list of the ACTF website stuff. You know, right after I did the last response up there, uh-huh. Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, Lee University, not Lee High School. Wow, that's a lot of Lees there.
It is in the South, after all.
I know, yeah. Anyway, so I was scrolling through the things just to kind of see, you know, all of a sudden you see everybody who's been nominated for something.
Uh-huh.
Cody's nominated for stage management.
Oh, yeah?
From Alabama, yeah.
And I didn't even know it. I was on Facebook, and he was like, congrats, and I was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
And what was the show?
It was Henry V.
Henry V.
And we closed it on Sunday.
Awesome.
Closed it Sunday and came down here, man. Yeah. That sounds like a fun trip.
We struck till 1 a.m. on Monday morning. So
wow. Well, how was the show?
It was really good. It was...
Stage management was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, the stage management was great.
I called a really great show. I don't know if it was acted really great, but I called a really great show.
Yeah, no, the lights and everything were perfectly timed.
Yeah, the show itself was actually really good. We transformed the Galley Proscenium stage into like an arena. Staged the first eight rows of seats out and put them on the stage.
Nice.
And built a 32-foot round platform in the middle. It's crazy.
That's
a lot
cool.
of work. They built it from November, and then we opened at the end of February. So
wow.
Yeah.
And that's all being struck, though, right?
Yeah.
Is it gone already?
At 1 a.m. on Monday morning, it was all. It looked just like it had never been touched.
Wow. That's so impressive. So there.
It was a pretty long build. How? What was the run of the show? 2 weekends?
It was one. We run Tuesday through Sunday.
Just 1 weekend.
Yeah, that's what we do, kind of.
Wow. This guy was a hell of a stage manager, though, as a junior in high school. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I mean that's what I told him. I was like, you know, there's only a few people in this world that can do that job and do it well. And when you're able to do it at that age, you have to do it. I mean, that's your job. As far as I'm concerned, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not saying a word. You don't believe a thing I'm saying.
Well, I just didn't want to paint a bleak picture for you. Can't do other things in your life.
No.
I just
no. You never ever allowed to do anything other than
do anything except stage manager.
Right. Yeah.
You can. Yeah. Yeah.
You can stage manage a show about veterinary medicine if you want
okay.
to. That's That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah. All of those shows that there are.
And the demand for those shows.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's a market that has not been tapped.
That's true.
Educational theater or something, right?
Yeah. Veterinary dramatic arts.
That's it. Congratulations. I just wanted to take a second to say congrats on the show.
And after you told me that, I actually looked, and I had been nominated two times before and didn't even know it. So,
well, way to keep up, Cody. That's good.
Yeah. You know.
Attention to details.
Yeah.
Good stage manager, I guess.
Sorry. I just moved from one show to the next. So.
Right, yeah. So focused on the shows and so dedicated to the shows.
That's true. You can never look back. Only look forward.
Right. Or some other BS like that. Cody, thanks, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Well, you got a number on two, right? Is
that
what I saw?
Yeah.
It's
660.
Okay, so you're going to go tomorrow, right?
I go tomorrow, yeah.
Now, are you doing tomorrow is the school editions, right? The graduate school editions and stuff, or is that professional editions too?
The professional editions,
yeah, it runs through.
Okay.
Runs through tomorrow.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yes,
so we haven't introduced you yet. 660, your name is?
Lance Lemon. Lance
All right,
Lemon. Yep.
Lance.
Lemon like the fruit, so.
There it is.
People ask me how to spell it sometimes.
There you go.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
So,
where are you from?
Yeah, where are you from?
Richmond, Virginia, originally. From Richmond, Virginia,
wow,
I go to the University of Virginia.
Okay.
Yep, so 15 hours on a train to come down.
Wow.
It wasn't that bad.
I'm surprised I had a train that ran from.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And it was 2 hours late, too, so that was,
man.
It was terrible. But
you're here now.
But yeah. I'm here now, and I made it on time. That's the main thing.
Yeah, wow. But that's we sweat that stuff when you don't think you're going to make it on time. And
that was the main thing I was just thinking. And actually in Richmond they had this big snowstorm, and I was sitting there thinking, man, I hope I can actually get out of Richmond to make it to the SETC conference. I'm sitting there thinking, man, I'm going to have to get a train to leave on Friday just to make it down there for my audition. But
oh, wow.
I made it out here.
Well, how was your audition? How'd you do?
I haven't done it yet. I go tomorrow.
I
was listening to him speak, and he was saying he gets to relax for the rest of the week. I've been kind of relaxing the week, and then tonight I'll kind of start preparing myself a little bit more for my audition and hopefully bring out the best. So,
there you go.
So,
yeah,
have you done any workshops?
Yeah, I've done some workshops. I did like this 2-for-1 monologue workshop, you know. Also networking in New York City. I want to move to New York City, so
cool.
I'm just trying to just get my foot in the door and
nice.
See where things are going.
Now, is your primary? I mean, do you think you consider yourself a musical person, or are you?
I'm actually more of a straight theater person,
okay.
So I feel kind of, you know, I'm not questionable. I feel kind of I don't want to say out of place either, but you know, a lot of people here are doing the musical theater.
Yeah,
thing,
well, I mean, it's popular.
Yeah,
I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah,
but it's not the only thing that's out there.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's not,
don't. You know, don't feel like you're limiting yourself or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I'm definitely more of a straight theater type person.
Cool.
I like to do. I'm looking more into the film aspect of the
cool.
of you know acting.
Well,
and stuff.
you need to take a look. There's some great
workshops.
Film workshops here.
Yeah.
I know some of them already happened, but I know there's also going to be some of them that are taking place. Well, you're gonna be a little busy tomorrow.
Yeah, probably. I'll be busy tomorrow. That's what I think,
hopefully, right.
Hopefully, yeah. I'm praying that I'll be busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, SET.
I'm a second year in the
second
university.
Year,
this is
okay.
my first year at SET. So
first year at SET. Okay.
This is my first actual professional audition. You know, I've acted all my life. Came down by myself. This is my first experience. So.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good.
It's been an experience.
Good for you. So none of your other classmates or anything from SET?
They came, but you know, they've been auditioning for the last past 2 days. So I've been kind of by myself, just kind of you know taking the trolley down to Five Point, and you know, just you know, just really been by myself. But it's been a humbling experience. So
cool.
I love it.
Well, cool. Congratulations, man. Best of luck.
Yeah, we got the car. card for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you
grab the card. Yeah, I was sitting over here. I do a radio show in Charlottesville. It's 92.7 Kiss FM, and I'm like, that looks familiar to where I'm. This looks like something I'm used to around
here.
Well,
what's your show about?
It's actually just an R&B hip-hop show. I just go through everyday life. We're just talking about, troubles, men and women, love. It's everything. It's just
I never would have guessed that you actually work in radio.
Yeah, it's eclectic.
You're not comfortable around the mic at all. You're really nervous and reserved.
Stop reaching over to the mixing board.
Hands off.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to touch you. I'm done. I'll leave that to you guys.
That's cool. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Best of luck.
Keep in touch and let us know how everything works out.
I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, there's a voicemail line on there. Voicemail number on that card.
I'll definitely
call us. Let us know.
Have a good one, y'all.
You too. John, this is number 36.
Number 36.
Yeah, so tell us your name, number 36.
Hi, I'm Nick Mason.
Nick Mason. And where are you from, Nick?
I am from Norcross, Georgia. It's a little northeast of Atlanta.
Okay. Thank you for pointing it out, because apparently with my last interview, the geography of Georgia was apparently lacking.
We go to the same school.
Okay. So, well, you didn't say the school, though. Where do you guys go to school?
We both go to Shorter College. Okay. It's a small private Baptist college in Rome.
Yeah, all right.
But it has an incredible music school, so that's what we're both doing there, musical theater. So.
And you auditioned as well, obviously.
Yeah,
you got the number. And yours went?
It went great. I was a little nervous because I did SATC last year, and I was a little more confident this year. I think I was a little more well-prepared, just because it was a little big for me, just because I was a sophomore, I'm a junior now.
Okay.
And it was a little big for me, and I was just like, I didn't know what to expect, and so...
Well, I think that's a thing, sorry to interrupt, but I think that's a thing that it takes people at least one time through to take in
and be like,
this.
What
yeah.
is this?
Yeah,
thing?
You
yeah.
know?
Right. Well, and not only that, but I mean, during all of your auditions... There's so many people sitting out there that you're not sure. You're used to auditioning one-on-one, and then all of a sudden there's 60, 70 people. Yeah. So, yeah, that can be daunting. So how did you do? How was your callbacks?
I felt like I did well. Last year I got 5 callbacks. This year I got 9, so I did better.
Yeah.
And I got, they were callbacks from good companies. A couple of the same companies that Melissa had callbacks from.
Awesome.
And they all went really well. There are a couple that I'm really interested in that I think went really well.
Well, likewise. I gave you a card.
Yeah.
You have to call us back and let us know if any of these things pan out in the jobs.
I will. Yeah. And something that I've realized through the callback process is I wasn't even as nervous about the the main audition, because I was like, you know what, I can barely see all the people out there. My package is prepared. Like, we do mock auditions at our school, so we're really prepared for it. And I just went in there. I was confident I did my package. So that to me wasn't too intimidating. So I was just a little nervous about going into these small little hotel rooms and dealing with this person one on one. I'm like, what are they going to say? What are they going to ask me to do? Am I going to be prepared?
Right.
And
in a lot of ways, that needs as much preparation as the main audition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's
a
technique to it. I mean, there really
totally.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. And it totally has so much to do with. I mean, not being fake, but being pleasant.
Sure.
And knowing
be
how
pleasant
to talk to a person
and be yourself
and being confident.
Yeah.
Because people people want to work with good people, so they want you to succeed.
Yeah, that is exactly what I was about to say, because that is the total realization that I had yesterday after I finished all my callbacks yesterday. Is that they're not expecting me to go in, and they don't want me to fail. They don't want me to mess up. They don't want me to hit a bad note. They want me to be great so they can cast me.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're there for my benefit. And
yeah,
and if you can go in there with that.
It's not nearly as an antagonistic relationship as we performers
imagine.
Try to make it.
Right,
oh my God, they don't like me. They don't like me. No, they want you to. They
want
to like you.
Totally
they really
to
do.
Succeed,
yeah, because they want
to.
It makes their job a lot easier if you are.
Yeah,
you know?
Really.
You know, I mean, they don't have to sit and worry about it as much.
I had a lot of good experiences yesterday. Last year at my auditions, all of them were one on ones.
Cool.
But this year they started a couple of new things with a couple of the companies that I went to. They had multiple slots open for one time, so there would be 4 people in there, and it was less awkward. It was less I'm in a hotel room with a stranger I don't know who's measuring me for costumes that I might not wear. It's weird.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that would be a.
It is awkward. I'm gonna be
very awkward.
Yeah, let's just call it what
there.
It is. Yeah, that's awkward. That is awkward.
But
good.
It was good. SATC was good this year. Plus, yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday!
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Hey.
You just got attacked by a bunch of trays.
Not Godzilla.
No.
Godzilla.
But no, SETC is usually on my birthday every year, so.
Wow.
Yeah, this year just happened to be my 21st birthday, so that was exciting.
Oh, so that explains the party.
Yeah, okay.
Now it makes sense.
I had to wait until I was done with all my callbacks yesterday to be able to do anything. So we went out last night, and it was fun.
But
so,
now
yeah.
it's the fun time, right? Yeah. I mean, now you get to have the fun, and you get to relax, yeah. and you get to go do workshops. Did you guys do workshops?
I think I'm going to do a couple of workshops tomorrow.
Awesome.
I did some last year, and they were great.
Yeah.
But now I'm here today just supporting people and here to do things if they need it. They're like, oh my gosh, go run back to the hotel and grab this for me. I forgot it. Like,
nice.
Just being there to help.
That's
my
so important
that's,
as well.
Yeah,
that's
good too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking the time to
talk
with
no
us.
Problem. Thank
Best
you.
Best of luck.
Okay, so you were at our podcasting workshop. Tell us your name.
I'm Taylor Doherty.
Okay.
I'm from Corner, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, I came to the podcasting workshop because I like iTunes. that's where I get all my music because
sure.
I don't want to do it illegally. And
good for you.
Yeah. I've always seen the podcasting,
uh-huh.
and I've always wondered, I wonder what that is, and I've downloaded some podcasts before.
Cool.
I like them, and I didn't know you could do your own till like it said you can do your own, so
sure.
I was like, oh. I thought about trying it out, and then I saw you hit the workshop,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I think that'd be a good opportunity to let me learn how to do it better.
Cool.
And it was one. It was like it was probably the best workshop I went to that day because they were just because it was just more interesting because it was something I was interested in.
Well, thank you.
So yeah, it was really interesting. And
so, what would be your topic on your podcast? What would you want to talk about?
My topic would probably be something maybe entertainment news, kind of like movie reviews, doing like TV show, like new TV show reviews,
sure.
stuff like that.
Cool.
I mean, I've got my show on YouTube, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about making like either converting that into a podcast, like
mm-hmm.
have it on YouTube and then have the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What's the show on YouTube?
It's called The TD Show. It's The TD Show. It's like, it's just my own little personal show I do.
Sure.
I started out trying to do like entertainment stuff,
mm-hmm.
but then it kind of evolved into me just having my friends on and we just talk about just whatever happens in the week. So it's kind of just evolved into a slightly random show.
We don't have any clues what
at all.
I don't
understand that at all.
Not at all.
So yeah, it's kind of just been like that. And I'm in my first season.
Sure.
And I'm almost done with the first season and I'm going to continue it in the fall.
Cool.
And then I've got another show about my theater. I'm in Corner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Rehearsal Hall. It's going to premiere March 17th.
Cool.
On YouTube, 9/8 Central.
So they can, I guess, YouTube. They would do a YouTube search for the title.
Yes.
Right?
It'll be the Rehearsal Hall. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and if you'll send us a link to those things, we'll link to them as well.
Okay. Cool. It's just about what happens in our theater department,
sure.
because I have friends that aren't in theater, and
mm-hmm.
they're like, oh, I always wonder what happens in there. I'm like, well, get to find out now.
There you go.
So,
that's kind of how we started, actually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Awesome. And keep us posted as to what you're doing, and if you actually get the, you know, if you follow through with this and get it on iTunes and everything, let
mm-hmm.
us know. We'll link to it. We'll link
okay,
back
cool.
to it.
Thank you.
Awesome. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Brad Oxnam, you just did your workshop on masks.
Yes, I did.
And tell us how that went. First of all, tell us the workshop, and then tell us how it went.
Okay, the workshop that I did this year at SETC was exploring male and female with the mask. We took the abstract imagery of working with universal male and universal female and put the mask on the students and let them explore those body imagery and then applied that work to monologues.
Cool, how'd it go?
It went wonderfully. The students were really adept at picking up the cues that I was giving them with how does a universal male move or how does a female move? What kind of images do you see with that? And when we ended the workshop, they seemed really good about putting the dots together and
it
to work with
awesome.
The monologues.
Awesome.
So, again, for those of you, why are you using the mask to do this?
The mask is a great tool, I think, because when you put an object over the actor's face, it does close you off. In other words, it makes you not be able to speak, especially if it doesn't give you a mouth. It's not Commedia mask. It's totally neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes you express things with your body. So it wakes you up creatively to say, how can I tell this story not just in my head and with my words, but how can I show this with my body mm-hmm. and tell a story as well?
Cool. And how was the turnout?
The turnout was admittedly kind of slim. I mean, noon on Friday, you're not going to get too many people. But we had, I had two men and about 14 women.
Which, so that's a pretty good amount of people, though.
It's very good amount of people. I just hate that I had the 10 female mask and the 10 male mask.
Yes.
So I had some women were very masculine in their masks.
Well, but, there you go.
But it's okay. It's all neutral.
It was all exploration, right?
Exactly. It's all exploration.
Now, maybe it helped. Well, so you wanted to make sure that the men got the male masks and mm-hmm. the women. What? Now, just thinking, just kind of riffing here. What about switching the gender of the mask but not the performer? Where would that have taken you?
Oh, well, the switching the gender of the... I have experimented with that in the past, letting them switch between a male and a female mask to help that. But really, the masks, male and female, are just about who fits what shape, face shape better. The male mask has very high cheekbones. The female mask is very much a round object, so it fits female much better than a male. That's the only issue. But I have it just with exploring the body imagery. They didn't matter what mask they put on. They could explore the opposite gender fully and just let it affect their body.
Cool.
But it was a wonderful exercise, I thought.
Awesome. Awesome. And the response from the participants seemed to be positive?
They were resoundingly positive. I actually got two guys that told me after the workshop they were going to a musical theater workshop, that it was apparently too crowded. So they decided, yeah, we'll learn how to act like a man and a woman, sure, and decided to walk into my classroom, and they see all these women stretching, and they thought, oh my God, I'm going to a freaking dance workshop or something. But then they actually got to do it, and they said, that was cool. I was very happy. We're affecting lives.
There you
CTC.
Go. Changing the world, man. One mask at a time, right?
One mask at a time.
Awesome. So is this the one time, or do you do it again?
Just the one time. Unfortunately, I don't get to do it again, but maybe that's good. I'm kind of on a little like actor's high right
sure,
now.
Sure, yeah.
The adrenaline is pumping, and maybe it's best I don't do that.
Well, then the pressure's off too now. You know, you can go and
sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, chill out and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Shoot, yeah. Well, I was enjoying it yesterday too, but it was just now I can sit back and enjoy today without thinking about
it. There you go.
There it is.
There you go. Awesome. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you, and congratulations on your workshop and everything else. I hope you guys get some great interviews today.
Well, thanks.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Plot, character, sleeve. Diction or language, music and spectacle. Aristotle's six elements of tragedy. If you'd done your reading, you could see how Aristotle's poetics are to Eugenia Barber's paper canoe as Aeschylus's Oresteia is to Harold Pinter's A Kind of Alaska.
And now it's time for another excerpt from Dumb Show University.
Bill Teague, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, good. All right, we'll see you later then. That's the best interview we've had all day, right there.
Yeah, short
story. So, yeah. So, I mean, have you had a good turnout and stuff for auditionees and interviewees?
I think we've had a real good turnout for auditionees and interviews. It's been a little slow here on the floor.
Just people walking by. Schlubs like us with microphones sticking in your face.
Right. Yeah, you're like the eighth guy with a microphone in my face.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm jealous.
Yeah. And the last guy had a much bigger microphone.
Oh, see?
Oh,
there it is.
Wow. Cut to the
quick. It was a shotgun mic, right? Bill Teague, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's not the size, it's the quality, right?
Yeah, it's how you use it. Awesome. Well, it's good to see you guys. It's good to see you here.
Are you still at Middle Tennessee State?
Yes, until they cut until we have a $19 million budget cut, and then we'll see what happens.
Are you working on the ACDF this next week? Is it this week?
It's next week.
It's ACDFA. Next week. Yeah, next weekend, I think it is.
No, it's all next week. It's through spring break.
Oh, it's through spring break. I'm not working it, but I'm going to be around. Are you going to be up there?
No, but we are. I mean, the school is.
Who's coming up?
All the dance faculty. Lindell. Were you there when Lindell McDonald was there? He may have been starting right about the time he left.
I think that's about right. The name rings a bell, but yeah. I can't put a face with the name.
He's now the technical director for dance and designer, and he's coming with them to do all the tech stuff.
Yeah, Anne's trying to get him to bring Dreamland up.
He might.
Yeah. I'm in on that, that's for sure.
And Anne's been working with him, and you know, so he's looking forward to it. And I like Middle Tennessee State. I would be coming, but I'm not.
Love it. Nothing's changed, apparently.
Well, good.
Murfreesboro, awesome. You know?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we won't take up any more of your time.
We're busy. You can tell we're swamped.
Yeah. Well, there's a line. There's a huge line here at the University of Alabama table, and so we're just going to have to move out of the way. Right. Awesome.
Maybe if I start doing the...
Yeah. That would do it. That would do it.
It wouldn't hurt.
John Malden, we do the Inexplicable Dumb Show podcast.
Oh, sure. We did the...
That's right. Okay. That's right. Well, here we are again.
Here we are.
We're doing another one. So how's it going for interviews and stuff like that?
Oh, it's great. Every year we have a great time here at SETC.
That was the political answer. Now, how's it really going?
No, I'm kidding.
The truth behind the trip. Yeah, really. Come on now.
Are you here the whole time? You here the whole weekend and everything?
We are. Wednesday through Sunday.
And you were auditioning...
We've been watching auditions and we've been talking with students and just hanging out at the booth.
Cool. Well, it looks good, by the way. The booth looks actually really nice. What's it really like to work with Tom and Mindy Penn? I'm not recording right now.
As married couples go, they rank pretty high.
All right, I would agree.
This guy's good. This guy's good. Safe answer guy.
Yeah, he is.
This guy's good.
We need to think about him whenever we need to write some safe answers. We'll call him up.
Do they know him? Let's ask them.
Yeah. Do you know Tom and Wendy Penn?
I know them okay. Yeah, not as well as Steve does.
You think they're okay, or you just know them sort of okay?
I know them okay. I think they're pretty good.
All right. Okay. You think they're okay-ish? Yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay-esque.
Okay-esque.
So this guy's got a lukewarm to him,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys, we appreciate it.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee, right?
That's right, yeah.
If you like what you hear on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, why not take a minute or two to fill out our listener survey? By filling out this anonymous survey, you make it possible for us to attract potential advertisers so we can keep bringing you our show for free. Go to our website and click the listener survey button to start now. www.inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Hey, John?
Yes, sir.
We need to tell everybody thanks.
We do.
So who all do we need to thank?
Well...
How was that for a segue?
That was great.
Thank you.
Let me pull the list back out here. You're a natural.
Okay.
Ryan Chittabong.
Thanks, Ryan.
Jen Lane.
Thanks, Jen.
Cody M.
I'm not going to do that the whole time.
No, I think it's a nice thing. Cody M.
Thank you, Cody.
Lance Lemon.
Thank you.
Nick Mason.
Thanks.
Taylor Dodson.
Appreciate it.
Your own Bill T.
Thanks, Bill.
Our own Brad Oxnam.
Brad.
And last, but certainly not least, Steve Ernest.
Thank you very, very much, Steve. Appreciate that.
That's very heartfelt.
It was, wasn't it? I put a lot into that.
I can tell.
Yep, I gotta go to the bathroom now. We're tweeting. Don't forget, check us out on Twitter. All this stuff is linked at inexplicabledumbshow.com. Next week, Humana.
Humana!
We got a lot of work to do in a short amount of time, too.
Yep. So
we gotta put the first episode together as we're traveling back.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, I got the laptop set up and I can do it while I'm driving. So.
Good.
But the stuff's in a road case now, so we won't have to worry about damaging the equipment when the truck rolls over. So.
We have a case that will kill us now.
That's true. Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're going to strap it down, otherwise it starts pushing the truck forward as it hits the truck. When we accelerate.
I would probably rephrase that.
Well, that's true.
Strap it down.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Bigger. Injured or be a little nervous about
true
hearing strapping down.
Well, he's going to learn about it anyway, so.
Well, that's true, I guess.
Because it's going to be a long trip. All right, so that's it. Next week, Humana, and many weeks to come, Humana, probably all of April. Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.